The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I always love one confession because you get it off your chest. You know, you get to feel better about life. It's the Dana Cortez Show. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. 833-DANA-SHOW. Please go ahead with your confession.
I've been dating a woman for about 3 months now. We got into it kind of heavy pretty early here. But every time I go to take off her shirt, it seems like she's wearing the same bra. And it's not even a sexy bra. It's like one of those silky, one-color kind of patch bra.
Oh, the kind of bra I wear automatically. kind of bra she's wearing.
A mom bra.
Okay. Was she wearing a mom bra?
A mom bra, but it's a little more sexy, I guess. But it seems like she wears the same bra every time we do it. Now, I don't see her every day, but it's the same bra.
What's your confession then?
Maybe she's washing her bra. Maybe she's washing the bra.
But what is the confession? Is it just, or are you just curious to see if women change their bras often or not?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a confession. I don't know what this is. I don't know if I should be ashamed that I'm dating a girl who has the same bra, but is this normal for girls to wear the same bra all the time? And the same thing goes for her panties.
I forgot if you said this earlier. How long have you been seeing her about?
About 3 months.
Are you being serious?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then I guess
Does it smell?
Don't ask that question.
Well, I mean, it's a valid question.
Obviously not if he's
Does it smell? And smells have never stopped men. So does it smell?
I've never sniffed the bra and panties, actually.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Lucky you.
Into some weird stuff there, Automatic.
I think you took that question a little too far. You almost crossed a line.
No.
With that question. Yeah, I think.
My question was very simple. Does it smell?
The majority of men, you do the dipstick test to see how, the whole thing smells. So smell is a thing for man. But
yes.
Otto is right. You don't really, it's not going to stop you.
That's disgusting. That is way too, another topic. I want to talk about that right now.
It's disgusting. It's Miss Old Recycle Bra over here. That's who's nasty.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, I just want you to know, and DJ and Mike, you already know this, I have probably 20 pair of Spanx, and they all pretty much look the same, and I wash them.
Never thought, is Dana wearing the same bra? I have been in a situation before where I was like this guy, where it felt like every time the girl took off her shirt, she had the same bra.
Yeah.
And what would you do?
I wanted to ask her, I was like, do you just buy a lot of the same bra, or is...
As a man, you can't ask
that question. No, you can't ask that question. It kills everything.
At the same time, if we're 3 months in, don't be that comfortable with me. Don't be doing that. Don't be wearing the same. Spice
it
up a
little bit.
Do
women wear the same bra all the time?
I do have a favorite style bra, so I have 5 of those bras in different colors. And then I do have, one or two that look the same. And I've always been about a comfortable bra and Spanx. I'm sorry, I'm not into sexy lingerie or none of that. That's not my style. But maybe she just has several bras. How often should a woman wash their bras? How often should you men be washing your underwear? Or something as simple as jeans.
Every time you wear them?
Have you always done that, DJ Automatic?
My underwear, yes. My jeans, no.
Really? You've always washed your underwear every single time?
Hey, if you turn them inside out, they're clean.
Oh, my God.
You are nasty, though.
So we'll come back. I'll tell you, ladies, how often should you wash your bra? Guys, how often should you wash your drawers? And even jeans, something as simple as that. How often should they be laundered?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. So we're not sure if this is a confession, but the whole thing took a twist this morning. We got this call.
I've been dating a woman for about 3 months now. Every time I go to take off her shirt, it seems like she's wearing the same bra.
Your confession then?
Maybe she's washing her bra. Maybe she's washing the bra.
But what is the confession? Is it just, or are you just curious to see if women change their bras often or not?
I don't know if it's a confession. I don't know what this is. I don't know if I should be ashamed that I'm dating a girl who has the same bra, but is this normal for girls to wear the same bra all the time? And the same thing goes for her panties.
So I'm laughing the entire time I'm hearing this because I think the worst part is, should I be ashamed that I'm dating a woman who's wearing the same bra? You don't know, sir, that it's the same bra. You're assuming that it's the same bra. She could have 20 of the same bras and be washing it every single day.
That all have a stain on them.
Yeah, I kind of believe my man, and it makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
It'll make him sick enough 3 months later.
She's recycling the bra.
Yeah, she shouldn't be this comfortable with him yet. obviously he's not comfortable with it. Because what happens after this, she starts wearing the same bra, right? And then she comes over one night and she hits you with a classic line. I didn't even shave my legs. You want to feel?
How often do y'all I was going to say shave something. Never mind. How often do you wash your jeans?
Oh, every time I get a haircut. No.
No.
Every 2 weeks. About every 2 weeks.
I think we're talking about different hair here. What about your jeans, Anthony? You live alone. Your pants, you get how many uses do you think out of them?
Oh, dude. At least 2 or 3 uses each before I wash them.
DJ Automatic?
I don't know. You do my laundry.
Well, I know, but touché. How often do you throw it on the floor next to the hamper?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I hang them back up.
Better yet, as his wife. How often does he do that?
Let me tell you something. When I first met Automatic, I doubt he even washed his clothes. I would think that he would pick them up off the floor and sniff them to see if they were clean.
Only every once in a while.
So, ladies, we should be washing our bras after, at the minimum, 3 wears. Minimum, depending on your lifestyle. Now, if you outside working and it's sweating.
No, it's touching your skin. You can't wear that 3 times. It's like wearing your underwear 3 times.
No, it's not the same.
You can't repeat wearing a bra. That's gross.
I wear my bra
underneath
twice.
Your armpits.
I wear my bra twice every single time.
I think Automatic to try a bra. To see.
No. Yeah, why don't you try a bra tomorrow?
To see if it's stinky.
No.
I know what you think. So your underwear every single day. You have to change underwear. Your socks. Every single day. This woman just tweeted me and said her husband wears his socks 3 times.
Gross.
Ew. That's disgusting.
I can't even imagine how his feet smell.
And an undershirt every single time you wear it because most men don't scrub their bodies. That's disgusting.
I'm still kind of grossed out with the fact that you wear your bra twice. That's like me wearing underwear twice.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing.
I don't think so. Even Anthony's looking at you like...
I don't know. I'm not the person to answer this. I'm not the person to answer that question.
It's clothing that is pressed against your skin that
you
sweat.
Yes, but you're talking about private parts.
Those are private parts. Boob sweat.
Stuff doesn't come out of my boobs unless I'm pregnant or just had a baby. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. That you can't. You should be washing that every time.
I wear my bra twice. I said it. I admit it. At me. At Dana Cortez. And jeans you're supposed to wear 4 to 7 times. But listen to this. The CEO of Levi's, his name is Chip Berg, says that custom cuts, you should only wash 1 time a year or never. What?
So I bought some jeans like that, and what they told me to do is you take them and put them in the freezer because it kills the smell.
What, you don't put them in my freezer with some food?
Yeah, I have.
Put it right next to the Cool Whip full of frijoles right there.
All right, John, the Dana Cortez Show. This one confession took a weird twist, but I love it. We'll be back with more of the show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, guys. So you know those smug little twerps who have their own YouTube channels and they make money from like pulling ugly pranks on people?
Oh, you mean the YouTuber influencer type. Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So on the Dana Cortez Show, that's what this WTF is about. This guy's name is Kangwa Ren. Now, he wasn't only pulling cruel pranks on just people. He was doing it to homeless people. But hold on.
Already trash.
Karma is a you-know-what. So the guy, Ren... He's known by Reset on his YouTube personality. He was 19 years old. All his followers were daring him to fill Oreo cookies with toothpaste and feed them to homeless people. So Ren passed out the cookies and a $20 bill to this 50-something-year-old man named George L., who ate the Oreos, and then he threw up everywhere.
Oh my God. Okay.
I think I saw the video.
And you did. Probably it was floating around. The thing is that he got so much backlash, especially when he looked into the camera and said that the man would probably be helped because he was finally getting his teeth cleaned since he was so poor.
Okay, see, now here's the thing. Now, in regards to the actual prank, it's a decent prank. It's all right prank. Now, doing it on helpless victims makes the morality...
Yeah, prank your mama.
Yeah, prank
see what happens.
Prank your friend. Like, Automatic. That's something I would do to you.
Yeah, I mean, I would do that to, like, a little brother. Yeah, but not some random homeless guy. Come on, dog. Yeah.
Horrible. So, of course, there was online backlash, and he revisited George, the homeless man, offered him $20, and then he offered his sister $300 because she said, I'm going to sue you. And sister's like, I don't want your $300. The sister of the homeless guy took him to court. So he's standing before the judge and he's begging for mercy. And your honor says, I don't think so. The judge gave him 15 months in prison for violating George L.'s moral integrity and ordered him to pay the homeless man $24,000 in compensation. Can we get a round of applause for the judge?
Go and double stuff that.
We're not done. We're not done celebrating. He was also ordered to shut down his YouTube and all other social media accounts for 5 years.
For some toothpaste inside of an Oreo?
Yeah, he should have been. He should have taken away forever.
They should put him in YouTube jail, make him just watch rendered videos.
Over and over and over. That's your WTF story, y'all. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show in less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to warn you right now that today's show may cause a lot of anger. It's the debate on the Dana Cortez Show. Parenting is hard, but what if a child is bigger than you and, you know, this person's already 14, 16, 17 years old, and they get in your face and threaten you like this guy did with his father? If you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, you can watch the video. I'm going to warn you, it's graphic. There's a lot of bad words happening. I'm going to play part of the video now. How do you react? How do you handle this kid?
You know, I don't give a f-. I don't give a f- no more. Get off the video. A f- 16-year-old kicks your f- ass. F- pathetic
Go
ass
away
bitch.
From me.
Please, leave. Call the f- cops, bro. Call the f- cops. I don't give a f-. Leave. You know I don't give a f-.
You do, so stop being so crazy.
Oh, I do, huh?
Stop, please, leave.
So the dad is the one who is saying, please leave, please let me take a shower. The kid is the one commanding the father. Number one, I'm gonna share a story. I was raised by my Nana and my Uncle Frankie. Never one time did they raise a hand to me. Never one time did they spank me. There was just something in our household called structure. We got up at the same time every day. We ate at the same time. I was expected to make straight A's. There was no other way around it. I had to study. I had to, you know, do homework. Everything was about me, their lives, structure. And I feel like there's a lot of that lacking because both parents are working and everybody's running around. And let me give you and give you and give you and give you. And you just kind of don't have to do anything. I didn't even think twice about raising my voice to anybody. I went to go live with my mom, who did spank me, among other things, and I acted a fool. There was no structure, though.
Did you ever do anything like this? Did you ever yell at your mother like that?
Yes.
You did?
Physically, fought, everything. A horrible kid. Horrible. But there was no structure. I felt like I could just do whatever the hell I wanted. There was nobody around.
Your mom obviously didn't beat you well enough because I would have never fought my dad. I've never, in all the times that I've had any kind of like confrontation with him, I would never, ever, ever, did I ever even think of hitting him because I was afraid of him.
But did you still act out and do crazy things?
Of course I did.
So you weren't that afraid of him?
I was more afraid of him than I was the police.
Love even greater than the belt. I'm just telling you right now.
That's crazy. That's a lot. You guys unpacked a lot right there. You were more afraid of your father than going to jail?
I remember one time where I got picked up for something and I asked them to just take me to jail because I didn't want to go home. Because I knew, like, in jail, I was like, you know, I might get beat a little before or whatever, and then I get put in the cell, and then I can defend myself. I knew with my dad, I wouldn't fight. I had too much respect for him. I wouldn't fight him back.
But he
would beat my ass.
But you didn't, because he did, and you still kept doing crazy things. You're defeating your own conversation, what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I was a teenager. Purpose. I didn't even know what was going on. Just like this kid doesn't know what's going on.
He knows what's going on. The problem is there has been
no stability.
No, what
he's trying to do is he's trying to test his dad. That's all that's happening is he feels like he's a
We're
bigger man now.
We're beyond a test. This means that this kid has had absolutely no structure his entire life. He's been running the show since he was a kid. That's what's happening.
I think there's a certain part, like a period in a boy's life where he feels like he's becoming a man and he feels like he can test his
dad. That's where I'm conflicted. As like a man, I'm trying to wonder, does this dude just need his ass whooped real quick and he'll fix it?
It's not just dudes, though. I just told you to start crying.
As a kid, though, parenting this kid, is that the right answer for him? I don't know. Because off rip, I'm just knocking this boy out.
Yeah. No. If I did that with my dad,
if that was like a family member, a sibling, or whatever, yeah. You can't.
Is that
going
to change the root of the problem, though?
No, it's not.
And that's what I'm saying. So you got to start a long time before 16.
Well, if you want to change the root of the problem, I think what the dad's doing by not fighting him is probably the best thing for the situation.
What?
There is only one way to deal with a child who's acting out in violence. And we'll share that with you when we come back.
But this ain't even like a child.
Hold on to it. It is a child. This is a 16-year-old child acting like a baby. So we'll share that with you when we come back. And we'll also play the ending of the video. Did dad end up losing it? Or did the child win this one? I mean, it's a battle. We continue next, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the Dana Cortez Show on, the debate this morning is, how do you deal with a child who's acting out in violence? If you go to Dana Cortez on Instagram, there is a video that I posted, and I'm going to warn you now. Some people might find it disturbing. You might get angry. There's a lot of cursing going on. We've edited everything out, though. I think 90% of it really has to do from the way you raise your kids from jump. I mean, there has to be structure. We're all busy.
See, it's so hard to know. It's so hard to know how to react to this video without having a backstory to it, to know the context of what happened.
Well, it doesn't matter what happened. We're here.
No, I mean,
it's been 16 years of a lot of stupid stuff.
So, just watching that video, the first thing I think is that kid needs to get his butt beat by his dad. His dad should have, like, the minute he started, like, confronting him in the bathroom, I would have knocked him out. That's what my instinct tells me. But if there's like a whole backstory and what the context of what really happens before that, then I don't know how to react to it.
Well, Anthony, you said you would have never done this with your dad in the first place. Did your dad spank you growing up?
Yeah, I was disciplined. But this wasn't my behavior, though. Like, I never did this. So this is why this is foreign to me.
Why didn't you do this, though? I mean, off top of your head. Was it because you were scared or because you were just respectful?
Yeah, my dad was a 4-time Golden Gloves champ. I ain't saying nothing to that man, too. Yeah, it's disrespectful to talk like that to your parents.
That's what I mean. His kid grew up with no respect. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
See, that's what I'm talking about, the context. So, well, let's say his dad just barely came into his life and his dad was an alcoholic or something. There's so much.
If your child was speaking to you like this automatic, though.
If I had a boy and he was doing that with me, it would never got
to
that.
What if you had a girl? Who cares?
I'm not going to hit a girl. But if I had a teenage boy and he squared off with me like that, yeah, we're going to fight.
Because I would also feel, too, though, like the best solution is to, all right, let's call the cops.
I think the best solution is to demand respect from jump. And you give that, you love that child. That's what you have to do beginning.
But you're parenting the result, though. Like, if this happens to you right now, if this was your child right now,
well, there's
what
only
are you
one,
gonna
there's
do?
Only one, there's only one solution, and that's call authorities. I know it sounds crazy, but you do have to do that. For one thing, if you watch this video, the father looks scared. He looks like he's afraid. Did the dad lose it? Or did this behavior continue?
Push him out.
No.
Yeah, push me out.
That's his brother taking a video telling him, push him out.
Push me out.
Grab your stuff and go to mom's. Go in my bathroom.
Push me out. I'm not
going
to. Go to mom's bathroom. You don't have to use my bathroom. Go to mom's bathroom.
This kid's over here arguing over bathrooms. He's a punk. I didn't even want to invest no more in him.
He is a punk, but nobody's born a punk. You raised to be that way. I'm sorry. Nobody's born that way. Well, there's very few. That's not true. There's some people.
Some people are just assholes,
there's
dude.
Some people. There, you're right. But the reason that I stayed in line and I didn't want to disappoint my nana and my Uncle Frankie is because I loved them so much. There was a fear of disappointing them. They love me. And love is greater than anything. Automatic. You just said your dad would spank you and beat you. Anthony, you were afraid. Honestly, my fear of disappointing the people who gave me everything was the reason I brought home A's and I tried to be the best person I could be. Dana Cortez on Instagram. The video's up. Again, I'm going to warn you, some people might find it disturbing. We're continuing this conversation online and we'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Maple Grove, Minnesota has a very strange chicken mystery on their hands. This one's weird. It's the Dana Cortez Show, y'all. Time for your WTF story. So there were 600 chicken fingers stolen in this story. Let me back it up. These high school seniors, Taylor Broderson and Jimmy Lou, they pre-ordered this 600 chicken fingers.
Who are 600 chicken fingers?
That's a lot of chicken fingers.
They're having a joint graduation party, but something went afoul. Do you get that? Did you get that? Did you hear that joke I put in there?
It was bad, yeah.
So whatever. The 600 chicken fingers Taylor had ordered from the local Raising Cane's had already been picked up by somebody else. Now, making matters worse, the party was scheduled to start in 1 hour.
Some dude stole our chicken, bro.
That's Taylor.
Play that again?
Taylor, one more time.
Some dude stole our chicken, bro.
Taylor was distraught, man. He's trying to throw a party.
And I was kind of in shock, like someone stole our chicken.
You gotta understand, they're trying to feed like 300 guests. He's still not believing that this happened. So Jimmy's mom hit Jimmy up. Jimmy Lou was the other senior who was trying to throw this party.
She called me and she goes, Jimmy, did Broderson's pick up the chicken already? I go,
I don't think so. You were supposed to pick out those chicken fingers.
Where's the damn chicken? So according to a statement from Raising Cane's, they aren't pointing fingers at anyone just yet. They said two customers came in separately to pick up large orders. So obviously it was one of these customers. But they worked as quickly as they could and made 600 chicken fingers in under an hour.
Damn.
That's what it does. Round of applause for that crew.
Woo!
This kind of reminds me of Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah.
But instead, it's going to be, where's my chicken fingers, bro?
Dude, where's my chicken?
Some dude stole our chicken, bro.
That's your WTF story. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show coming up next, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's What Guys Think question is, I get it, men don't listen. However, what can I do to get my man to listen to me? That's the question. Oh, my goodness. I hope you guys answer honestly, because DJ Automatic never listens to me. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
And
shut your mouth. And I would love to figure out how to finally get him to pay attention to what I'm saying, what I need, what I want, what I'm telling him. It just like glides over
him.
Be
a better woman. Honestly, no.
That was ugly. Come on now. Deep.
No, a lot of times, like when you get into a relationship, this is the downside of it, is that a woman nagging. You know, that's what they love to do. They love to talk. And like, me and Automatic were talking about this the other day. I was like, I'm not ready for a relationship because I'm not ready to inherit somebody else's stress, right?
What is that supposed to mean?
Your girl.
You don't get that?
Your girl loves.
I mean, I get it.
Your girl's favorite thing to do is get off of work and tell you how her day was. I did this and I did that and I did this and I need you to do this and I need you to do that. And
what's
blah, blah,
wrong with that? That's companionship. That's love. That's sharing. That's contributing to a relationship.
Gotcha.
That's conversation.
Which brings me to my next point, Dana Cortez. Your guys' timing is horrible when it comes to, I need you to do this. I need you to do that. Blah, 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 blah. I just got off of work. All right. I want to twist this little thing up. Walk my dog around, watch the game, and relax. Give me some time, okay?
Okay.
I think timing is why y'all don't get through to us, because you guys don't know when to talk.
Well, the timing for me is,
I don't know if that's all.
Yeah, I always wait. Like, Automatic this morning, you know, we got up early, obviously. We got to get up bright and early. And I had a lot of laundry and stuff to do because we were traveling
this
weekend.
Oh, here we go.
And I let him sleep late. I went and did whatever. I cleaned the kitchen, did everything, made him coffee. Everything's ready to go. Lovely.
I didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Not my problem. Let him sleep late. See, that's what I mean. That has nothing to do with me. That's your choice. Let my man sleep late, wake him up. Hey, doing a little laundry. I'm like, can you put these clothes up? Here goes another time. Can you help me put these clothes up? Crickets. Just crickets. And then finally I said, hey, can you help me put them clothes up? Oh, now we're up. Now we're folding socks. Now we're doing that. Oh, and usually I'll fold everything on my own. But the fact is, I got a lot to do because we're traveling and I need a little help. Why do I have to ask for the help when it's obvious that I need it?
Because you're in charge of the laundry. Do I ask you to pick up the dog poop in the backyard? No.
Yes.
No, you don't. No, I don't.
If you weren't
thing,
here, I would do
thing
it.
I want to be clear, though, is we cannot let Automatic's laundry habits represent for all of us men.
Thank
we
you.
All know.
Those I have horrible laundry habits.
And what a good man is that he even admits it. So more on you, Dana Cortez. You
it's a lifelong problem.
It's always my fault.
It always is y'all's fault because y'all don't stop talking.
Do you know what? You want us to listen? I need you to understand men.
Ooh.
Oh,
brother,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, you going to explain baby what men are? You going to explain it to everybody right
I've
now?
I've got three ways to get your man to pay attention to you, okay?
To listen to
and
what I'm
saying.
And
I'm speaking directly to you, but I'm also speaking to all women.
Okay, so phone lines are open. Guys, what can she do to get you to finally listen? 833-DANA-SHOW. DJ Automatic's got the answer. Coming up next, it's What Guys Think, the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What can I do to get my man to listen? That's the question on What Guys Think on the Dana Cortez Show. So ladies, on Thursday, we get to ask the question. The guys have to answer honestly. I love the fact, though, that she opens up this message to me with, I know men have a hard time listening, so let me fix something. What do I need to do? Right? I mean, this is the way we learn. This is the way relationships grow and flourish and prosper. So what do we need to do to get men to listen?
Well, I got three of them right now.
Okay.
Number one, can you please stop sounding like you're begging all the time? So you noticed that you brought up the laundry thing from this morning, okay?
Yeah, I remember. I was kind. I was nice. I don't understand what the problem is.
It was, no, could you please do this? I didn't react until you were like, hey, do this. That's how
Oh, so you want me to be your mama?
I don't want you to be my mama, but I just be direct. Don't like beat around the bush. Don't assume that I know. Just be like, hey, I need you to do this. Please do it.
Direct.
Like direct. Mm-hmm. Be direct.
You're right. Forceful, I guess. That's what you
just
like.
Just basically don't sound like you're begging, okay? It's annoying as hell. Number two, speak first. Don't wait for us. Don't assume we know what you're thinking. Don't assume that I can read your mind. If you have something to say, say it.
But if I'm doing the laundry in front of you and you're laying in bed, you know, on Instagram, watching the news, drinking the coffee that I made you and I let you sleep late, shouldn't you want to get up and help me?
No.
Why would I want to leave that position?
Yeah,
why
I'm would super I, comfortable.
Yeah, why would I want to get up and do stuff?
What's number three? Because the phone lines are blowing up. I need to take a call. What's number three?
Get to the point. Less is more. So just make your point. Just say what you got to say. Just tell me directly what you need, how you need it, when you need it done. Just be direct. Get to the damn point.
Line two, what can women do to make their men listen? Why don't y'all pay attention?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think they do. They just don't hear them all the time.
Well, what?
Like we don't extract the meaning that the woman wants us to get from what she's saying.
Well, what can we do?
We don't decode it, is what he's trying to say, because you guys speak
code. Yes, exactly, exactly.
Well, what can we do for you to decipher it a little better? Like, what can I do to get DJ Automatic to listen to what I'm saying?
I think you just tell them what you want. So here's a great example, right? My wife told me the other day, she's complaining about all kinds of stuff. Like, I don't know what. Like, all kinds of stuff.
That's the problem. Like, I don't know what.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm like, I'm sorry, honey. She's like, listen, I don't want you to be sorry. I just want you to say, you know what? It's going to be okay. It'll be all right. Everything's going to work out in the end and make me feel better. I'm like, but you're complaining about all this stuff. All I know how to do is fix it.
And so she wanted you to just say those words and that's it?
Exactly. But it wasn't until she told me what she wanted that now I know how to respond.
But shouldn't you read? You know her for so long. Shouldn't you be able to read between the lines?
No, Dana, no. That's my number one thing. Get to the point. Less is more, okay? Just tell us exactly what you want.
No, more is more.
No, less is more.
A lot of us men are dyslexic. We could barely read what's on the lines. We can't read what's in between them. So you got to be very direct with us.
And as men, I think we're engineered to fix problems, right?
And what are we engineered to do?
Complain.
Cause them.
No, we're not. I'd like to give y'all a little chance on this day. You know, I like to let y'all have your little say because it is important, I think, for us to ask these questions. So be direct, be firm. But then, if he doesn't listen, be forceful. Is that where we're going? Because it seemed to me until I screamed about the laundry, you didn't want to do
it. Just don't talk the talk. Just get to the point. Like I said, less is more.
All right. That's what guys think. This is what these guys think. Let's test it out all week. And we'll come back next week and see if it worked right here on the Dana Cortez Show, y'all. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
WTF story time here on the Dana Cortez Show. Gather around the radio, boys and girls. This is a good one. The students and chaperones of Port Allen, Louisiana's Holy Family School were looking forward to their trip to Washington, D.C. I mean, of course, for great reasons.
Whoa.
Time away from school, the wonders of the nation's capital, all that stuff. But the principal of the Catholic school, he had other things on his mind. Police in Washington, D.C. arrested Michael Como last Thursday for public intoxication after he allegedly refused to pay his tab at, wait for it, Archibald's Gentlemen's Club.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
what?
That is not a national monument. I know that.
Nah, if it sounds like a strip club name, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Como was standing in the street when police arrived and refused to budge when ordered. He was drunk. And it wasn't the wine from Mass that he was sipping on. So to his credit, Como appears to be owning up to his mistake. One of the first things he did after sobering up was resign as Holy Family School principal. Como also resigned his position as a reserve police officer in the town of Brusly, Louisiana.
Damn, that's a lot to go see some boobies.
It is. But I guess it's one way not to pay your tab. That kind of worked out. That kind of worked out there.
Did you guys ever have any like crazy high school teachers or principals or anything?
How crazy a story do you want? You want something real crazy?
I got a crazy one.
I had Mr. Cartier, my French teacher. And he would mix up a little bourbon in his coffee every single morning.
But he didn't give y'all no sips?
No, that was it.
That ain't crazy then.
He let us cheat on the test. And I don't know any French.
I had a high school English teacher that chaperoned the prom.
Okay.
Then she had a party at her house, a hot tub party.
So wait, she invited the students of the prom to her hot tub party after?
Just guys.
Oh, yo!
Oh! She wasn't employed after that.
I had a good friend in high school who got pregnant by a teacher.
Ooh.
And
wow.
Let's just leave it at that. That's the WTF story. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time for the debate, and today I am going to call DJ Automatic Mr. Krabs.
Why?
Because you and the thermostat. You get on my nerves with the thermostat. I'm tired of you trying to touch it. I'm tired of Ava-matic, our daughter.
You
trying
try to
touch
keep it.
It
on hell. It's hot as hell in the house all
no,
the time.
This is automatic right now at the house.
Touch me, thermostat!
Settle down. It's not just your thermostat.
In defense of Mr. Krabs, lobsters can only survive at a max at a height of 68 degrees. So, in defense of Mr. Krabs, automatic, on the other hand, I don't know about you, bro.
I don't understand why you think that it's okay to keep it really cold. It's not okay.
Well, I don't
it's
want it cold. I want it reasonable. You want to put it... Okay, this is why we're having this discussion. Dana texted me the other day. Doesn't even get out of bed. She texts me from bed. Hey, turn it to 78. I'm
79.
Like, oh, 79. Whatever. 79. I'm like, 79 degrees? That's like, I might as well go stand outside.
Yeah, what are you doing at 79 degrees?
Exactly. I might as well. It's cooler to sleep outside than it would be to sleep in the house.
I promise you now that if it's a 79, you could take yourself outside. Let's see which is cooler. You know damn well 79 is comfortable, and it's comfortable in the pocketbook.
79 is not comfortable.
It's not comfortable by, like, at least 10 degrees.
Where do you keep the temperature on your house?
Me?
You by yourself, Anthony.
65.
So. What?
65.
You rich. We're paying this man
money back.
We're paying him way too much.
No, back it up.
We're paying him too much.
Stop it. I'm a person without children. I ain't got no nasty kid to run up my air conditioning bill during the middle of the day. Right now, it's off. So when I'm there,
you're not supposed to turn it off when you leave.
I turn mine off. I can. I don't got no one's there.
It doesn't matter. You have to.
You waste more energy getting it back
going
to 65.
Up and down like that.
I got the extra.
You can turn
income.
It up, but don't turn it off.
I don't got to pay for kindergarten or the fifth grade. I got the
tomorrow,
extra.
Tomorrow, before you leave, I'm gonna text you. Turn it to 79. Like I text automatic.
As a matter of fact, no. I don't need another person nagging on me. I'm gonna keep mine. All right. You just don't worry about mine.
Okay. Let that man live. Yes.
Who controls the thermostat in your house? Okay. What's the optimum temperature for your body and for your pocketbook? I'll
share
all that we come back. Don't believe me.
Keeping it on all day saves more energy.
Yes, because it gets so hot. I promise to God, I hope to die.
Air conditioner has to work twice as hard.
Yeah.
It's not a choo-choo train, bruh.
It kind of is.
I'm not believing y'all. I'm not buying it. Fake
Anthony,
news.
You are so smart. I can't believe you have not read anything about that.
Mm-mm.
You got Google. Do your Google. So, all right. So, what's the temperature that you should be keeping it on for your pocketbook? What's the temperature you should keep it on for optimum sleep and all that good stuff for the human body? And we'll take calls. 833-DANA-SHOW. Who controls the thermostat in your house? We'll be right back, y'all. I don't know if this is a debate, but it's definitely a damn good conversation.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm calling DJ Automatic Mr. Krabs from now on because he thinks he's in control of our thermostat. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and he wants it on freeze.
You touch me, thermostat!
So I control the thermostat in the house, though, for the most part. I have to because...
Is that like wearing the pants?
No, it's like...
No, you know what it is? There's give and take in every relationship.
Yes.
And I grew up without air conditioning. So I know what it feels like to live in a house.
In a high desert with no air conditioning?
Yes. I never had air conditioning growing up at all. Ever, like, and my parents, they waited to get AC until I moved out.
But judging by your AC habits, I'd have waited too.
Joe!
No, but that's why I can live in Dana's hell. Because she wants to keep it on 79. Okay around, like, honestly, 74 is good for me.
We've compromised. Where do we keep it?
76.
Okay, we've compromised.
Which is, I have to sleep in my underwear and turn the fan on.
Good.
I think you're sexy like that. So, that I'm doing it for to benefit myself. So, the perfect...
Nobody wants to cuddle in 79 degree humidity.
No!
It's not 79. It's 76. We just said 76 degrees. So, who controls the thermostat in your house? Or do you guys debate about this in your house, too?
See, after a while of, you know, the back and forth and fighting, now I control it. But we compromised. And he has like a little fan that he sleeps with on his side. So we're like, you know, he stays like cool enough. But I'm always cold. So I have to have it like at a good, you know, I don't know, 70, 75. Like I have it like around there. And then we have like a fan.
So he wants it froze up? He wants it like in the 60s?
Yes.
That's expensive.
He wants it at like 60 to 65. And it's
65? That's like Arctic. That's way too cold.
Who's paying that bill?
You, 60, right? 65 scientifically is where you're supposed to, your body temp's supposed to be at when you're sleeping.
What scientist said that?
No, he's right. It's 67, though.
No, it's 65. 65 is where your body sleeps at the best. So that's what I rock with. Shout out to your mans. He has a good taste in AC. It's 2019. Let it be. I like it.
Well, he got a fan. He's
that's why. Like, let it be cold. It got a fan. This is a good woman right here.
But this is a lot of money. 65 means a $200+ electric bill, maybe more.
Exactly.
She's like, and that's why I control the thermostat now. That's why I control the thermostat at the house. Automatic is the more frugal. But when it comes to bills and stuff, I handle that part. And I'm like, I see summertime come around the corner. And I'm like, no way. And Anthony.
How are you again?
I said, What? Where did you find this 65 temperature?
On Google. If you go ahead and Google best temperature to sleep at, the answer you're going to get from Google per sleep.org is between 60 and 67 degrees.
So, 67? But 60 is like Arctic. That's way too cold
for me. But 65 for me works.
So according to EnergyStar.gov, according to the Department of Energy, there's 10 websites that say 67 to 78. So I would not recommend putting your AC on 60 unless that's too cold.
You're going to trust the government in Trump's America?
Yes, okay. I am.
All right, there you go.
Yes,
there
I'm going to trust
finally,
the government.
You guys agree.
Yes, exactly. The U.S. Department of Energy recommends setting your thermostat to 78 when you're home. I told you, DJ Automatic. And anything below 72 can increase your electric bill by 40%. I'm not paying all that money to the electric company. I need that for shoes.
Like you need more shoes.
We'll be right back, y'all. This conversation is happening right now online. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Who controls the thermostat in your house?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Woo! You did it! First try!
There we go.
I can't even get the rappers to do it first try. All right, so what's going on in your world? Tell us, you came through. We thought you were going to be here till tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, I surprised you. I'm early.
Yay! She brought the hot Cheetos. No, those are mine.
Okay, so, I would have.
So what's going on? Like, you're traveling the country? You're traveling the world? Like, what's happening?
I am. It's insane. I'm on my first radio tour, promo tour. And it's life-changing and crazy, and I'm pinching myself every day.
Do you ever wake up and just, like, what is this life?
Yeah, every day. Every day. It's such an interesting business, right? The music business. And I get to see, you know, radio is so important. And to be able to meet people and to come to all these different places, and most places I haven't been to, you know, which is crazy. Like, I'm from
LA. Where
are
you from? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, LA. And so it's you know, I've seen some of our country, but I haven't seen as much as I'm seeing now. And so I just feel so lucky. Like, and I'm doing what I love. Like, it's the dream.
It's crazy, right? To make a living doing what you love.
So
I wake up and I'm like, I'm really hosting this party and like I get to feed my family.
Right.
It's a blessing.
Get paid for this?
It's such a blessing. It's such a blessing. And then I think you end up, you know, whatever your job is, if you love it, you're going to do so much of a better job because you have this attitude, this positive attitude.
Because it's not even about money. It's about sharing, right? The experience that you want to share, your creativeness.
Totally.
So you grew up in LA. You're an LA kid.
I am.
Well, tell me about that because, you know.
What part of LA?
Yeah.
Like North Hollywood area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So growing up in LA, did you meet all like, you know, some of the other kids that grew up in LA, you know, Tyler, the Creator, who isn't a kid anymore. He's got the number one album in the country now. Did you know these people coming up or not really? Or,
you know,
With some of them.
Yeah, I crossed paths with people, I would say. I think LA is super interesting because
it's super huge.
It's
so
huge.
Of course.
It's huge. And it's also so many people come to LA. And I think people, a lot of, like, I went to school my whole life in LA, like elementary school through high school. So for me, those people are a little different than like the industry, because a lot of industry people move to LA, you know, because it's a place where you can accomplish a lot of dreams and, you know, whatever. So it's a funny
and pay
world.
A lot of taxes.
Right. Do you right.
Feel it's like a harder climb? For yeah. an artist out of LA?
I think...
Being local, being from there. You're from there. You're yeah. a native
Because when we
there.
Say local, yeah. everybody wants to be national. When you say local LA, that's different.
That's, you know...
It's different. But I think it's kind of a climb anywhere, honestly. Mm. Because I think wherever you're coming from, there's going to be competition. There's so many talented people in our country, in our world, right? And so I think LA actually can provide this kind of insight into things. So in some, you know, in some ways it might be easier.
You yeah. at least know what you're dealing with.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, where are the competitions at?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I don't know. It's a funny world to grow up in. It is. There's so much industry and, you know, like being perfect and like, I don't know. It's funny, but I think it's cool to be from there because it's all I know.
How did you handle that especially as a young girl in this mm-hmm. industry, the whole idea of being perfect? You know, you came in and right away, I'm uncomfortable because I don't have makeup on. I don't have my hair in. You
oh
know what I mean?
Gosh.
I got a bun on. I got coconut oil. And I feel that when you said that, I was yeah. like, man, as a young woman, how do you handle the pressure of you got to be perfect? You got to look a certain way.
Yeah.
IG for ready social all media. The time.
Right. Yeah. You know, I definitely don't always handle it well. I think it would just be a lie to be like, oh, I'm just myself.
I'm so hot all the time.
Yeah. Because it's just not it. Like, it's not true. I think it's more that I'm learning to cope with not being perfect. And I also don't want to always, like, as an artist or just as a human being, I don't want to always put like my very best, like on Instagram or Twitter. Like, I think we all want to have our page represent us well, but I want to be careful of not being too like giving a false image, especially to young women.
Fake.
Yes.
Like sometimes I'll post pictures of me cleaning the toilet. You know why?
Right.
Because that's real.
Right.
And I don't want anyone, like I got my fancy pictures and stuff too.
Exactly. Which is great. Which is yeah. great. But I think we need a little more of a mix, especially if you have any type of platform. Because I think then there's people who are looking up to you, young girls, you know, and I think young men, too. You get this twisted image sometimes, you know, as young people, we can, or all that, people,
that's
really.
That's why I like to live my, like, fat, my chubby photos on my Tinder profile. So when girls see me, they're like, oh, this guy's thinner. It's like, I'm like, this is my lesser than. I'm trying to be a great person.
Why is everybody in LA starting to look like Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian? Like, what
that's
is that
thing.
Whole thing? Like, you
but
the
I think,
fillers and the face and
yeah.
the, like, the, I'm not kidding. And I'm not.
Oh, she
not,
doesn't look like them.
No, you don't.
Thank
but
you.
But you
thank
can
you.
Walk,
they're
you
beautiful,
know,
though.
We just got, yeah, they are beautiful.
I think
but
that's
they all
why.
Look alike.
I think it's because they have a platform and people look up to them, you know, so people want to be like that. I actually think it's refreshing when they'll post stuff with like no makeup on or,
yes.
you know, whatever it is, because I think it gives you this realness of like, oh, we're human.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all the same.
She gets a zit like me.
Right. Yeah. Like that's important. Like I think Instagram stories are good for that too. Like you can kind of be a little more
yourself.
Every day. Yeah, exactly.
When did you figure out this is what you wanted to do? When were you like, this is me and I want to do this for the rest of my life?
You know, I would say I figured that out at probably 12 years old.
Oh my God.
I think I was around the industry a little bit as a kid and I knew I wanted to do it. I didn't know how I would do it because I felt like I always knew that I had singing ability and I always loved to sing, and I had a dad who was a choir director, so he was very strict with my vocals. Like, vocals were very important, right? And so I knew I loved it and wanted it. I didn't know how I would get over being shy, being reserved, being
right.
like a big personality. And I think now I've realized that, you know, through just, I don't know, my own journey in the industry, I think I can be myself and it's okay. I don't have to be super big and super loud. And, you know, I can still, you know, pass my message being reserved, being me.
You don't have to be Cardi B.
Exactly. And I love Cardi B for what
but
she
that's
does.
Who she
yeah,
is.
But that's
you know
who
what
she
I mean?
Is. That's her real personality. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't have to fit in anybody else's lane to rock my own.
But I think that's more attractive with today's consumer. I mean, I know you're not doing this to just make money or whatever, but everybody's
no.
got to eat.
Yeah.
We all got to eat. You know,
yeah.
everybody got to pay the bills. But I think being real and authentic is the most attractive thing. You used to hear that word being thrown out around a lot,
mm-hmm.
but I see it more today than I ever have before, because I think kids today are really smart too. Like, you know, you got kids editing videos and making projects on their own. They're not even having to go to school for it, right?
Totally.
And so
totally.
If you come at somebody with some fakeness, they're going to know right away that you're not being
they
yourself.
They can see
yeah.
past the facade.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And some people feel like they have to be somebody else or else they can't succeed, when really you can carve out your own thing and maybe be even bigger.
Well, that's what makes you great, being yourself, being different. Somebody's already taken that lane.
Right.
You got to find your own.
Right.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. You want to talk about your new single
a little bit? Yeah. So my song Juice is out now, and it's special to me because it, you know, dealing with what we were just talking about, like this day and age and how, you know, there's so many situationships. Like,
yes,
they're not like,
I feel like you're attacking me right now. What's going on? What's up? Who sent you?
You and your Tinder profile.
You just said
it's
bad Tinder photo. Now she's talking situationship.
What don't you like about the situationship?
I know. But the thing is, I don't mind it. It's more just like, for me, I think things happen to me when I don't want it. So Juice is really about like, I don't want love. I don't want to be in a relationship. And now you just came out of nowhere.
And
you're
in
my life. Oh, okay. And now we love each other.
Isn't that the way it always works, though?
Right.
When you don't want it, it shows up on your front doorstep.
And when you're looking for it and begging for it, you can't find it anywhere.
Right. You're real single when you're, yeah, when you're looking for it.
So I like that.
It's true.
The Dana Cortez Show.